Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Does it almost feel like opening day? You get that little bit of a break. It's amazing in baseball. Doesn't take much to really regenerate, does it?
It's nice. It you know, in our game, I mean, you see it every day. You know, you never have a chance to turn off your motor, and then at the All-Star break, you do. And it really helps. It really feels good. And then, you know, you come back. We had a workout last night so the guys can shake off some of the rust. We had early hitting today. And hopefully, you know, you hit the ground running. But it's good for the players. It's good for the staff. It's good for everybody because we put in so many hours. And nobody's complaining. But this is our last chance to kind of take a deep breath. And, yeah, it felt good.
You know, and Terry, for the first time in quite a while, the Indians are now the hunted. I mean, you're sitting here with a 6.5-game lead, and all those other teams have had plenty of time to look at the standings. And is that a different mentality, or does that change anything with players?
I don't think so, Hammy. And I think that's something we'll probably talk about as a team, because regardless of what our record is, we have to attack every game. And you know, that's why we try to live by the things we talk about all the time, you know, staying in the moment. Because if you start acting like you're the hunted, or, you know, you might start to do things differently. We don't need to do that. We want to play the game the way we play the game and then move on. And then, you know, like we always say, if you're good enough, it'll show up at the end.
Well, let's get kind of an update here on a few guys. Roberto Perez and Michael Brantley, both out playing now.
Yeah, Roberto's doing really well. You know, had the normal aches and pains that a catcher would have from not catching for a while. But swinging the bat, getting on base, thumb is not an issue, which is great. And Michael Brantley is playing, going to play in Double A tonight, and doing really well. And probably more importantly than anything, he's bouncing back, which is the big thing. And he'll probably play back-to-back games here pretty soon. And then after that, it'll be back-to-back-to-back. And then after that, you know, we'll probably see him pretty soon. So, again, don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse, but he's doing really well, and that's exciting for us.
Is that the key with Michael, that, Tito, you've got to see him play? Does he have to play 4 or 5 games in a row before you really know?
Well, he doesn't have to, but we've sat and talked to him enough where, you know, he felt it was important that he has a chance when he comes back to string some games together so he can get some timing. And I understand that. And that's part of what's good about having relationships, especially when you trust somebody that much, is we get honest opinions back from him, which we really value. And so we can talk to him every couple of days, know where he feels he stands, and then we'll certainly talk to him before we ever activate him. Because with Michael, it's easy because he tells you the truth, and we certainly believe him.
Boy, March seems like a long time ago, but he was really impressive when we saw him in spring training. Eric Gonzalez, who came up as a shortstop, and now you've brought him up to the big league club for the first time. How come, and how do you plan to use him, Tito?
Well, it's going to be different for Eric because he's never been a utility player in his life. And my guess is in his career he won't be either because he's such a good defender at shortstop. Now, we think we have a pretty good shortstop here already. But what he's done, and our player development people have done a really good job, he's played second, third, and short, and he's played center and right. So a lot like Michael Martinez, he can do similar things. Kid that can run a little bit. He's a very good defender. And, you know, the hitting part, we'll see. I mean, the first time in the major leagues. But he's pretty reliable. And I think we felt like, you know, we've been trying to do this. We got Cologne here. We want to see guys before the deadline because I think you can make a mistake, feel like you have to go get somebody when they might be right in your own backyard, and especially when we know them.
Terry, it's the start of the second half. We all know what's ahead. This is when things really get fun. Is there a key for your ball club when you look ahead?
I think the biggest key is for us to play the game exactly like we play. Pay attention to detail. You know, you start to get to a point in the season where even the national media is starting to recognize that you're winning some games. And I don't want our guys to forget what makes us good. And we'll talk about that because that's really important. If we play like we play, then I'll take whatever happens and let the chips fall. But I think it's important just to remember how we become a good team.
You're excited, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, shoot. You know, you work so hard for this, and I enjoy getting into the grind when, you know, when guys are, you know, they're not trying to find their swing, or, you know, just let's go see if we can be good enough. And, yeah, heck yeah, I'm excited about that.
Tribe manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Twins on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.